The American Medical Association estimates that half of Americans over 55 suffer from some sort of spinal arthritis or sciatica. Hello, my name is David Goodman, and I have dealt with both spinal arthritis and sciatica for more than 20 years. I began treating the pain with over-the-counter pain relievers. Then a few years later, I added chiropractic treatments once or twice a week. Then a few years ago, my back pain became so severe it was affecting my daily activities. I was unable to walk without pain for more than a few minutes. Even walking upstairs was painful. With more than a bit of apprehension, I visited a pain management doctor and had an MRI of both my cervical and lumbar spines. Upon reading the results, the doctor told me that I was walking pretty well considering the condition of my spine. Because you are listening to this, I assume that you have some understanding of the devastating effects of spinal arthritis or sciatica. My doctor recommended a procedure called a medial branch block, which I describe in detail on my website. More on that later. After the medial branch block, I was pain-free for most of a year. But the procedure is a band-aid, not a cure, so about a year later the pain returned, and this time the doctor recommended an epidural. It also blocked the pain for more than 6 months. But a second epidural a year later was totally ineffective. I was at a turning point. My doctor offered additional treatments, but I was looking for other options. My chiropractor and I have always talked about stretching and exercise, but I seem to be stuck. In pain, but not great pain, but not getting any better. That's when we talked about inversion tables. I was familiar with what they are, but I never seriously looked into them. And when I did, I was surprised to read that people with back problems like mine were writing glowing reviews about the success they were experiencing with inversion tables. They only cost a few $100s, so it was an easy decision for me to purchase one. I followed the instructions and began slowly, and over a couple of weeks I really did begin to experience less back pain in the hours following a session. The owner's manual showed, in diagram form, a couple of exercises that you can do while on an inversion table. I tried them, but I wanted more. I searched the internet and found several, but they were spread out over several websites, so I pieced together a 10-minute exercise routine that works for me. You can view and download my routine and many other exercises you can do while you are on an inversion table. Also on the website, look at reviews of the best-selling inversion tables, and if you are interested in purchasing a table, you will find links to retailers and some great deals. In summary, I suffered with back pain for more than 20 years, but since purchasing my inversion table, I am nearly pain-free. I still have occasional back pain, but nothing like it was before the table. As you can imagine, I have shared my story with family and friends, and the responses from them were all pretty much the same. Good for you. But what is an inversion table? So I am hoping that through my website I will be able to introduce inversion tables to millions of seniors in hopes that at least some will find relief as I have. My website is www.inversiontables.net. Again, www.inversiontables.net.